9:30 p.m. 51 degrees outside. It's time for Car Talk. I'm not usually here in the morning. Usually it's the evening hours, so it's a little bit different. But always exciting to sit down with Brad Dungis from Dungis. And what's going on with you?
Good morning. Well, we're in the final days of our 77th anniversary big sale. We've got everything marked down on the lot. We've got great deals in service. It's, like I said, our 77th anniversary. We're really proud of that. Our long heritage here in Bartlesville is part of what makes us unique and strong and really makes this community unique, I think, because, you know, when you have a third-generation business like ours that's really focused on the community and our employees and our customers, you know, that's really what makes the car business, I think, special as a, you know, as a entrepreneurial. This thing that gave the spark to my grandfather and his brothers and family back in the 20s and became our lives. And it's great to celebrate that every April. 77 years is a long time, and we love to bring that up. It's one of those things that's special here.
77 years, and being only in Bartlesville for a couple of years here, my grandmother's lived here for a while. Dungis is a household name. It's a family name, and I think more so than just being great car salespeople, just how much you've done for the community as well. The name runs throughout Bartlesville, and a lot of things that have benefited. You have 77 years of history, but I think looking towards the future is always a fun thing. What's coming up in the next 77 years for you?
Well, that's always what we're looking at, you know, because that's one thing about our business is there's always shifting sands underneath us. The cars change. Okay, that's part of it. When you see it all the time. I mean, new products almost every month now. We've got a new model coming out. We've got you know, a lot of changes in how we sell cars. Incredible changes in, you know, with online selling. We do so much more now that's not at the dealership. People may not realize that. They see some of these third party people that don't actually sell cars talking about selling cars. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you know, we deliver cars all the time. We go to your house with a car. We love to think outside the box and do things differently at Dungis. And that's where we came up with the 995 oil change program. All these great things that are unique to us, like the Tires for Life program, 995 oil changes, our 7-year, 100,000-mile certified new cars. Every new car at Dungis comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a nationwide warranty that'll get your car fixed. It overlaps the manufacturer's warranty, but it takes it out on the powertrain product part of your vehicle all the way out to 7 years and 100,000 miles, and that's at no additional cost to you. So those kind of things are what we're always thinking about. But the truth is, you know, today what I spend my time with the people at the dealership talking about is really maybe more listening to the customer and trying to get ourselves into their shoes, so to speak, and understand what they want from us. Because, truthfully, you know, people look at buying a car sometimes as not as something to, I don't know, the traditional stereotype of a car salesman isn't necessarily something that people want to embrace. And mm-hmm. the truth is that, you know, what we do is try to create value in that. You know, it's a consultative approach. We want to be able to take care of you, to guide you through the process, but really answer all your questions. That's what people want. And what we hear from people now is, you know, don't push me. Don't try to, mm-hmm. to sell me. Let's give me the information. Let me do it on my time and at my pace. You know, that does create some challenges for us. For years, we've been trained that selling a car was a process. And, you know, you start here, A, B, C, D. But today, a lot of times, we don't know where the consumer is in the buying process because they do so much of it before they talk to us. You used to have to come to the car dealer to see a car to find out, you know, what it was all about. Today, you can go Google Ford Fusion and you can get a million walk-around videos. We'll do one for you. We'll go out and video the car you're looking at on our lot and just email it to you. So the truth is, you know, you don't have to come to the dealership to get that information now. So we get people who are just starting the process and people who are really ready to make that transaction, have already decided everything. They know what they want. They know what they've got their loan arranged. They know what their trade's worth. And that creates a different situation for the salesman, because you really need to know where someone is in that process in order to help them. And, you know, so it we're constantly trying to teach our team to really listen and focus on the customer and not get trapped in those in the way we do things, which is, you know, kind of a can be constrictive to the customer, because they really want to do it in their way. And, you know, we acknowledge that, and that's what we try to do every day. It's really about you and focusing on each individual and what their needs are.
And so 77 years is the number to show there that there's an evolution going on into the car selling business, but everything around it. I completely agree with you that there's a lot of online things, and it's a process still. It's just a different process than possibly it was. It's a big purchase, so there's a lot that goes into it. And so, I mean, I applaud you that there's different things, like saying, well, they could be here, they could be here. This is what we need to do to help those people.
You see it now. I mean, even it's in the news. I mean, think about Facebook and what's going on with Facebook and how social media affects the car business too. It's fascinating in positive and mm-hmm. you know, really mostly positive ways, because it, like I said, it gets the information out. You know, you can get access to reviews. You can really engage people at that one-on-one social level without having to be at the dealership. Facebook's a great tool for that. You know, another thing it does for us in this you know, Facebook's business model really is about delivering the right ad to the right person at the right time. And from a business point of view, that's a good thing. And I think the key now is to begin to make that good on the consumer end too, because the truth is you want a good ad. If you're in the market some shoes and the ad is presenting to you a discount on the shoes that you want, I'm all for that, right? So relevant advertising delivered at the right time is good. That Facebook is a great tool for that, and we definitely try to access that and really limit our communication to the customer to what's really most relevant to them at any one time. You know, another thing we don't do that we used to encourage our salesmen to, you know, to follow up, and you know, we do that, but we've heard you. You know, you don't want to be over followed up, and we can't call you 8 times a day and make you very comfortable. So we try to, you know, to really identify what channel do you want to communicate on. Maybe it's text, chat, email, phone. You may want to come in. But we do that in your terms and on your time. We do that all the way through the ownership process. We try to time the communications for your maintenance reminder to when you really need to come in and get your oil changed. We try to build those connections so that they really make sense to you. And as we can do that and get better and better at it, I think the dealership experience is going to continue to evolve and be even better for people. You know, stuff that we're working on all the time is how to speed things up in service and in sales, how to really value people's time. That's when we listen to people, that's the other thing we hear is, you know, they may not really understand all the things that need to go on, whether it's just changing oil or rotating in tires or something more complex in service, or even buying a car, because there's a lot of pieces to it. But the truth is, your time as a consumer is really what's most valuable to you, and it seems like what really drives people today is that, you know, I want a fair price, I want you to respect my time, and I want you to value my presence, that I had to come here to you, and that's my choice. And so we have to respect that and really provide them that service that they want. It really, you know, it's a service hospitality business these days. It's really not about selling things. That's the transition.
There's lots of cars out there, and like I said, it's a big process, and obviously I think the car is one of the more important things, but I think the service going into and after that is equally as important in the car buying process of saying, like, well, I enjoy this vehicle, I love this vehicle.
It's,
I mean, there's people who get their vehicle.
It's our DNA, right? I mean, and doing it for so long, that's why we do the 995 oil change. Let's face it, a car purchase is one transaction, and you're going to buy in your lifetime many vehicles. So we want you to consider us every time you buy a car. In order to do that, we have to focus on the service aspects of our dealership and how you experience the service. That's why we do so much with the warranties that we add on to the vehicles at no cost, with the oil change program, with the Tires for Life program, our maintenance programs at Toyota and Ford. You can, Toyota gives you 2 years of no cost maintenance with any new Toyota. There's certain Fords that we have a great deal right now on Ford Fusion and Escape. You get a 2-year, 30,000 mile, 7,500 mile interval maintenance plan with the purchase of any of those. I mentioned all the great deals. Well, I say we're not selling and we're hospitality people. We do have discounts. I did say that. We got our big anniversary sale going on, and you guys are going to be out Saturday morning.
We'll be out there.
We've got a big remote coming, consumer calls, and we'll be out at the dealership, so be listening for that. We'll be in doing our big final celebration of the month for the anniversary. We're going to cook hot dogs, have some birthday cake, make a big party of it, and we always do well with some consumer calls, and love that program, and all of you that listen to it, hope you'll come out and experience what we've got. If you happen to be in the market for a car, this is a great time to come shop. I promise there's no games or gimmicks here. You know, we're not giving away a bunch of lottery tickets or something. The truth is, you know, we're about taking care of you as a customer, and if you want a lottery ticket, I guess I can get you one.
So some good deals coming up, and of course great hospitality on Saturday, but of course all the time.
Sure, no, that's the point. And we focus these events to try to drive some traffic and create an environment of fun, but mostly we want to say hi to people, invite some of our old customers in, come say hello, get to know us better. We've always got new people. A great team of people right now, really, and our sales staff on both stores. I talked about the change in our approach, and you know, we just have so many young people that are having success. We've got trying to change the environment of the sales culture, and bring younger people into the business, more women and minorities into the sales culture of the autos is really important and something I'm pretty intentional about, and I love it that we're having success in that and being able to attract people that are building their careers in the car business in this time when, you know, it's kind of a challenge. I hear in the industry a lot about the difficulty in getting people into the automobile industry. We don't really experience that. We get a lot of great people, and I think some of that's our reputation and the kind of community we live in. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you know, it is a great opportunity. There are real career paths in the car business. You can make a great living if you do your job well in either sales or service or in our administrative stuff. We have accountants and people who work, on structuring deals and mm-hmm. breaking them down and then getting them to the banks. We've got, you think about service administration, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes on doing a couple thousand repair orders a month. So there's a lot of different roles in the auto dealership that people probably don't think about. And, you know, we have such a great team and many people who've worked there for years and years, decades. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is that our team and what they do and how we can make our customers' lives better.
I think it goes back to showing just how good Dunchess has been for the 77 years to have such a big team. I would imagine it's pretty big. You have multiple.
About 70 people right now.
From the new cars to the used cars, mm-hmm. all the way down on 75, all the way down to the truck ranch on 75
That's
at
right.
Price Road. So you've quite a bit of space and quite
we
a few
do.
People working.
You know, and truthfully, most of them, I mentioned about 70 right now. I would guess that it's probably about 45 to 50 of them are service employees. Mm-hmm. Or so much of our staff is service. And I think that's another thing that people don't realize, how much bigger we are in service than even a typical dealership our size, but certainly of any other dealership in this community. We really focus on that. We do mm-hmm. about half of the vehicles we service are not our makes and models, mm-hmm. which is very rare at a car dealership. And we really love that. That's we want to attract more than just our customers, obviously, and hopefully you'll become our customer and stay loyal. But that's up to you, and that's up to us and how we treat you.
So for the oil change, you want to get the deal on the oil change. It doesn't have to be a Ford or Toyota?
No, it doesn't. And I'll go ahead and explain that. We do have, that's the night for $9.95, you get up to 5 quarts. That handle a lot of the basic cars. Mm-hmm. Some vehicles will need a few more quarts. We have a great deal on that. If you need a couple more quarts, which would handle almost any vehicle that doesn't, other than a diesel or a full synthetic, mm-hmm. You can get out of there for under $15, which is less than half anywhere else mm-hmm. in the community. So it's a really great deal. We do it all day, every day, all makes and models. You don't have to have a coupon. You don't have to do anything. Just show up. If you want to make an appointment, we have online scheduling tools that you can go right on our website, You can call any way you'd like to do it, but set, you can schedule an appointment. We'll know you're coming and be ready for you that way. So we do try to make it easy to access us for our services.
And what I will say, just from personal use, Dungeons does a really, really good job of accommodating and working with you and saying, hey, you're going to be with us. You're going to be going somewhere else. Because sometimes it's busy. There's a lot of people trying to get this.
That's what happens when we with our shop. We only think, you know, we do focus on that too, mm-hmm. trying to keep it moving and not have it slow down when we get too mm-hmm. busy. And it's better and better. I know
sure.
as we've grown over the last several years, there's been times when that's been maybe an issue and we have had maybe more business than we mm-hmm. can handle in waste. But I tell you, since we built the new Toyota dealership a couple years ago and have expanded that, we've relieved a lot of that pressure. We've got a great team, as I said, and they really do a good job of giving you an estimate on how long it's going to take. Mm-hmm. We will accommodate you, take you anywhere you need to go with our shuttle. We've got all the grid flexibility and being able to help you get back to work or you know, and pick
right.
your car up. We can even deliver and such. So, I mean, there's all kinds of ways we try to think out of the box and just take care of you.
Always been impressed with it. I mean,
good.
A lot of people trying to take care of their car, of course, and mm-hmm. take advantage of a great deal, and always been impressed with how many people are there, number one, but number two, how accommodating it is considering how many people are there. So,
well, good. Thank you. I appreciate hearing that. That's always what we're shooting for.
77 years Dungeness has been here. We bring in some guests. You brought
yes.
in some guests this morning, as you do.
Some of our favorite people from the community here, Lisa Carey from the United Way. Welcome, Lisa, and Whitney Verdon. Also, you guys, we haven't had you on in a while, but this is a great time of year for the United Way. You haven't really kicked into your campaign yet. We've got an annual meeting coming up in a couple weeks, and yeah, let's talk about what's going on at the United Way.
Well, thank you, Brad, for having us. We're just honored to be part of this, and I loved listening to you because what Brad was talking about was just building those relationships. And that's what, you know, the Bartlesville Regional United Way, we've been around since 1939. So
yeah. Longer than us.
It's been an exciting time, yes, for us. So we're in the middle right now of doing what we call our Community Investment Committee. So uh-huh. we've gathered about 85 volunteers from our community, and what they're doing right now are our partner agencies. We have 13 partner agencies and about 31 programs that the donor dollars have. That's what we do we raise funds to support those 31 programs, and we're really trying.
So when you
to,
give a dollar,
yes,
it actually spreads across 31 different programs.
Yes,
I think that's one of the things I think people need to realize about giving to the United Way of how it does spread the dollars. And you know, as a member of the board of one of the nonprofits mm-hmm. in our community, I recognize how what you do actually kind of lifts the water for all the nonprofits and makes it easier for everybody to be successful. And the stuff that happens this time of year too, where you prove out the programs,
yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
Sure, sure. So yeah, and then we also have some initiatives under United Way, so mm-hmm. Building Bridges of Oklahoma and our City Serve. And so, but yeah, so during our annual CIC community investment, our agencies reapply annually for that funding. And during that, so volunteers come in and review those applications, and they review a agency, and then they make a determination on what monies are allocated, and that goes to the board. The board makes that final determination of how much money is allocated to the funding. So when we're fundraising every day of the
right.
year for those agencies. So that's how that does. So what we're trying to do is move the needle for our community in three areas: education, financial stability, and health.
Okay.
So those programs that we support are through those partner agencies and those 31 programs. Mm-hmm. And so
and they're vetted every year.
Every yeah. year. Uh-huh. So it's an accountability piece that's mm-hmm. unique only through United Way.
Right.
And it's a really neat process because they're community volunteers
right.
that do it. And we, you know, Whitney's first year is this year, and we were able to bring some new software that's made the process a lot more user-friendly, streamlined,
okay.
and it's our first year using it. We've got some positive feedback from it.
Good.
And we're hopeful that by doing some standardized measurements, it will really level the playing field, and we'll really be able to use some data that tracks how much impact we're making in our community to make our just to make, you know, the areas we serve, which is Washington, Osage, and Nowata, how we're really getting an investment in our return on our donor dollars. So I'm super excited about mm-hmm. this time of year. And then you mentioned our annual meeting, which is May 8th. It'll begin at 5 p.m. in the community center. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when the refreshments. I mean, who doesn't like a little snack? And then the actual program will begin at 5:30. At that meeting, we have an opportunity just to thank some of our outstanding business, which Dungis, thank you. You're
well, thank
one of
you.
Those. We appreciate your support. But there's so many people and businesses that step forward and just do some amazing things. So we just have that opportunity.
Well, it all adds up, and that's one of the things about the United Way. What was the campaign last year? What was the total amount?
It was about 2.25. So we, mm-hmm. you know, we did that. We're actually still collecting money.
Okay.
So that campaign does not end. So never I don't want to give. I don't want to give a final amount.
Okay.
So, but we're continue to do some fundraisers. We actually have one this weekend that go towards that. But we have, you know, I'm really proud of our community, and I've lived here almost 23 years, and it's a great community. We always do what's to make the lives better of those that, and our partner agencies are phenomenal. They're the reason we do this job. It's not about the United Way. It's about how they're impacting the lives of mm-hmm. children and families all across our, you know, these counties. So.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the great things about it. I talked about the different organizations, and let's talk specifically. What programs, or you mentioned 31, I think.
Mm-hmm.
How, I mean, talk a little bit about the types of things that those monies go to, and what just, you know, I don't expect you to list all 31, and I apologize to anyone
no,
who gets
no,
left
yeah,
out,
okay.
But I think just some examples and programmatic stuff that.
Well, sure. You know, Westside Community Center. Mm-hmm. They have a Peaceful Warriors program that they go into school and teach anti-bullying stuff,
uh-huh.
and then we also. Do some stuff with elder care, and they have programs that help senior fit, so they actually help them keep fit, so they do daybreak services. And then the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville,
uh-huh.
if you haven't been able to see
what
their new facility, I mean, they are phenomenal. Boys and Girls Club of Nowata, they're really moving mm-hmm. the needle on helping those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Agape Mission, and their backpack kids, so kids that don't have food over the weekend, they distribute backpacks to kids over the weekend with food. Family Health Care Center, I mean, they are able to give some people some assistance that don't have medical. And Salvation Army, they're really helping some kids in their after school program. So those are just a few. I mean, I can go on and on.
Oh, I
know
love
that
it,
you're looking
these are all
at
our
the,
I'm just thinking about
yeah.
these are great organizations.
And YMCA, I mean, YMCA started a few years ago doing a program teaching kids to swim. I don't know if you realize that one of the number one causes of death of kids is drowning.
Huh.
So when Robert Phillips came in, the director, he's like, hey, we got to start teaching these kids to swim. So every school in Bartlesville, I think it's every third grader or second grader?
Second graders.
Okay.
I'm a swimmer at the Y, so there's always a sign when the, when the kid, I think it's Hoover maybe
yes.
this week is going in, and it's a great program.
Yeah, they teach all the second graders how to swim, basic swimming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of our funded, we help fund that program.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you help fund that
right.
program. It's not United Way. It's, you know, we just try to be good stewards of the dollars. So, the donors' dollars. So
and the other neat thing about the United Way is it, you know, it is, I mean, from the smallest gifts, a dollar to up, and the great corporations we have in town, I know they rally behind
Absolutely.
The programs and really put together great, great campaigns inside their corporations. And, you know, this is something that has a life of its own in a way. And,
yes.
you know, we've had many, you know, employees through the years that have, you know, done that payroll deduction thing.
Yes.
And, you know, it is one of those things that people need to really pay attention to when the campaign starts up again next
mm-hmm.
fall
and
or in any of the fundraisers between
Absolutely.
Now and then.
Yes.
I don't want to discount those. I'm not sure of all your schedule.
Right.
I know it that these kind of things do go on all year, and we need your support. But, you know, it's great to talk about what the impact you're having is. So let's talk a little bit more about the annual meeting. Mm-hmm. Is this something that people can come to, or what talk about the event?
Absolutely. It's open to the public. Mm-hmm. We would love to have to bring in more chairs for people. So it's at the community center. It's free. You don't have to RSVP. Just show up. We would love to have a full house just to let you know about the outstanding work that's being done by people like you, the listeners. And, you know, we wouldn't exist without the donors. And when you say that every dollar counts, it really does. And when I came on board in November of 2016, it was my mission to just work with integrity and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to teach my kids, I have two children, if they can do two things in life, I'll be the most proud parent, to be kind and have courage. So every day I wake up, I say, okay, I'm going to be kind and have courage. And, you know, it's hard sometimes because sometimes you don't want to do that. But but I, you know, that's what we're trying to do in United Way.
That's great.
At that annual meeting, we'll just showcase a little bit of stuff we've done. Mm-hmm. We'll recognize our campaign cabinet. So because there's behind the scenes stuff that's happening, and there are people that have really been champions for the United Way, our last campaign.
Yeah.
And then our board members will have a short meeting afterwards. But, you know, that's another thing. We have an outstanding board, and mm-hmm. we have opportunities for people to volunteer. So there's three things that United Way does. We give, volunteer, and advocate. Okay. So anytime anyone wants to volunteer, they can go on our website, like our Facebook, our Instagram pages. We're always trying to update people about that. But it's just, you know, I didn't know the magnitude of what United Way does, the day-to-day. I knew about the good stuff they mm-hmm. did. And as a donor and as a community member, the things that the agencies and programs are doing, it's worth giving.
I agree 100%. And I know, Whitney, you have an important role in helping to spread that word. I mean, you came out to our dealership last year and helped us communicate to our employees about the same stuff we're talking about here. And what is that like? I mean, talk a little bit about what's going on when you go out and you talk to people and what kind of reaction you get.
Well, Brad, it's probably one of my favorite things about being a part of the United Way, because I get to see some of the back, you know, behind the scenes things that our agencies are doing, especially when we as a team go out and volunteer. That's also something mm-hmm. that Lisa's incorporated, is trying to get out of the office a little bit and really go and be with our agency directors, their staff, their volunteers, and really see what they're doing. We had an opportunity to go to Agape Mission recently, and we served lunch, and this Friday we'll be with the Boy Scouts at one of the camps, and we'll be volunteering with them and helping with the kids and stuff like that. So for me, I get to see what they do, and then I have the opportunity to tell that story to the employees and to the different businesses that we go into, and we can really, you know, showcase what our agencies are doing and reiterate that their dollars really are making a difference in the community. I think that's the most important thing. And when we start off our campaigns, each business sends an employee coordinator. That's mm-hmm. kind of like the point of contact for the business and kind of coordinating those internal, you know, campaigns. And so they get to come to a luncheon that I have. I start off with an appreciation luncheon, just thanking them so much for being the voice of the United Way within their business.
Yeah,
so they come
in.
Yeah, it is an extremely important role.
You have to have somebody there to coordinate and mm-hmm. champion and keep it in front of everybody. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, I want them to know that we really appreciate them. And then I want to arm them with the facts. Like, here's what we're doing. Here's what $5 can do in our community.
Right.
Here's what, you know, $50 can do within our community. And we try to give them as much marketing materials as we can, and it's a great time for them to mastermind as well. We've had a lot of businesses with successful campaigns that kind of give some tips, and here's what we tried, and this is what we're doing, and so it's my favorite part about my position.
That's great. Well, you guys have a great program. I think we're running out of time.
We are a little bit here.
Anyway, we can't go on and on about this, but I appreciate you guys coming in and you all listening as usual. And again, come join us this Saturday for our 77th anniversary party and listen to Consumer Calls. Thank you all.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and